Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Hey, hey, it is Friday, and you know what we do each and every Friday? We visit with the managing editor of City View Magazine. I'm kind of, he knows what to do. He works at City View and stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend and into next week. Jeff, hey, hey, it is Friday, man. Are you there?
Hello? Who is this?
I know, yeah. This is your worst nightmare is what this is.
Good to talk to you, Michael. Yeah, how's it going? Yeah, how's life?
Yeah, everything's wonderful. Just absolutely wonderful. Couldn't be really? Better. Oh, yeah. Couldn't be better.
Yeah, I like to hear that. You hear so many fines or...
Yeah, I know. You know what? You got to embrace it, man. You just got to go with it. I mean, yeah. I mean, I get to talk to people all over the world every day. And, you know, it's really kind of interesting.
What's your favorite part about not leaving the basement for 6 months?
That I don't have to leave the basement for 6 months. Well, you know, I mean, I've got everything I need. You know, I've got the office, the conference room, the studio to do the broadcast. I mean, everything. So I really don't need to go out there amongst them.
Amen.
But we do encourage others to go out there amongst them, don't we?
There are people out there. That's yes, right. I've including heard. One Justin Jarrell.
Justin Jarrell. Yeah.
I heard What's he's going to be on your show next week.
He is going to be on the show next week. I was just captivated when I first learned about this guy. I got a press release that I sent on to you guys at City View. Yep. This guy is he's quite a talent. He's a homegrown Des Moines talent. He's released several singles, and he's going to be doing a gig, I guess. What is it, this evening?
Tonight at 7:30. So I guess he released his new album last week. And he'll be performing tonight at XKB. And this is down there in the Drake area. It's 1159 24th Street. It's not brand new. It's been there at least a year, but maybe a couple years. You don't hear about it as much as some of the other venues, but it's open. He'll be there performing live. Said to be modern, top 40, upbeat, catchy, captivating, high energy, feel good music. Makes you want to dance.
Makes you want to dance. Get out there and dance. You know, I always, I saw his video. This is a cool story because, again, I knew nothing about this guy. And I get this email from his publicist. And I'm going, okay, fine. Well, Des Moines talent, I ought to take a look. So I did. I checked out his videos. Well done. I mean, really, 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 really well done. Yeah. And he uses all local talent. Local people that do the video work and the editing.
Yeah.
And the guy's got, I mean, he like I, you know, he's got everything. He's got a stage in his house. I mean, it's just fascinating. And the guy, not only is the technology great and the video great, but his music is pretty good too. And he doesn't read, get this, he does not read a note of music. Zero.
That's like me
by ear, man. Yeah. So anyway, so Justin's going to be at XKB tonight.
That's right.
All right.
Should be good. Let's see. Also tonight.
Yeah.
Weekend comedy.
Is that Teehees or what?
No, this is at. Let's see here. My notes are mixed up. 1 second here, Michael. Yeah, Weekend Comedy. Okay, so there's a duplicate. At the Playhouse. So the Playhouse is back in action. You know, for a long time, they were doing the parking lot shows. They're back into their main stage. They're going to have a couple plays this fall. Opening night is tonight. And so I think they're at, you know, limited capacity in the...
Sure.
But they're also offering a streaming option. So for people that can't make it or don't want to venture out of the basement, there are streaming options available for them.
Weekend comedy at the Playhouse.
Weekend comedy. You want to hear the hype?
Yeah, go.
This is my favorite part.
I know. The alliteration is always fantastic.
A middle-aged couple.
Yeah.
And a young couple.
Oh.
accidentally rent the same cottage for a 3-day weekend.
Ooh.
After the couples decide to share, a clash of generations ensues.
What are they sharing?
The cottage.
Oh, I was going elsewhere, man. I was, you know, I was
Michael, it's a family show.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I was down a bad road there for a minute. Wow.
I guess I haven't seen the, yeah. So, you know, it's like an Airbnb situation,
right. Yeah,
except
yeah.
they booked the same. That would be awkward, wouldn't it?
Will hijinks incur?
I would, I assume so. What is a hijink?
I don't know, man. But when they
had a hijink happen to you,
I probably have. And when they occur, you know, that's yeah, that's even
it's not great.
Hijinks will occur, incur. Yeah,
ensue.
Yeah, that's it. Is that her name? No, never mind.
All right, move on.
Thank you. Just in time.
If weekend comedy isn't up your alley, maybe you'd like to experience a Victorian era funeral.
Oh, well, that now there you go. COVID-19 and a Victorian funeral. What else? I mean, what? How dandy would that be?
This is back in the days of pre-COVID-19, the Victorian era. This is a Living History Farms is on their 1876 farm. We'll be having a, you know, true to the era. Funeral.
How nice.
Said in 1876, the funeral was a pageant of honored traditions. Families gathered to find joy in a public celebration of life.
You know, it was a big deal back then. And they would take the hair of the deceased and they would make like shadow box things. I mean, designs. You know, they would weave the hair and make a shadow box kind of a thing. To hang on the wall. No kidding.
I don't know about that.
Hey, you know, I excel at trivia.
How do you know that?
Because I've read it. I mean, you know, and I've seen pictures. There are pictures of those things hanging on walls. As a matter of fact,
is that right?
Oh yeah. As a matter of fact, I think maybe they even have something like that at Living History Farms. Maybe. I don't know. But I have seen it before, yeah. You know, I'm from Detroit. And in Detroit, we have...
Everything's different.
Well, no, we have the Henry Ford Museum. And
been there.
Have you? Is it fabulous? It's just fabulous.
I was at a wedding there.
And Greenfield Village, I think, is what it is. And then there's a village, and they have all these period. I mean, Thomas Edison's lab. I mean, it's fascinating. Yeah. All right. Never mind. Sorry. Get excited.
More theater back. Theater Med West is back open. That's they do it at the Grandview Theater, the Viking Theater there on the east side. They're charging forward with a new theater season. Their new show is called Stripped by Omaha playwright Colleen O'Doherty. Mm-hmm. It's a dark comedic collision of cancer, religion, and strip club. So,
wow.
But I don't think it's not X-rated. I mean, it's just about, you know, that culture or whatever.
Yeah, that sounds like an uplifting thing to go to. Yeah. You know, if the funeral's not bad enough, you can go over there and see Stripped.
We aren't happy.
Are you good?
If you, what's that?
You got anything? I mean, we got so far. I mean, I got the comedy thing at the Playhouse where hijinks will ensue, and
And then no more hijinks.
XKB. I mean that. So we got two lighthearted things going on. And now we're talking funerals and Stripped. Wow. Ouch. Okay.
Well, we're not stopping there.
Oh, no, of course not.
Prepare to have the yell scream scared out of you.
The yell? Yeah?
The
What's
yell.
What's going on? What's going on?
Sleepy Hollow Scream Park.
Oh, boy.
Says it's the largest, most elaborate Halloween theme park in Iowa.
Yeah. Rick Flatt.
Says they will scare the yell out of you.
Rick and Mary Flatt own Sleepy Hollow and good friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just do something. I mean, they just had the Renaissance thing out there, you know, and now they're going to scare the yell out of you. And, wow. All right. Sleepy Hollow. Scary.
Yeah, that sounds fun. It's Halloween season, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, believe me.
So Slaughterhouse is also open.
Oh, boy. There we go. Mm-hmm.
And that's at their new location downtown. Boy, there are a lot of dark things on this list. Last Chance for Doubt, the parable we've talked about a couple times. At Central College's theater department, where Sister Aloysius is a Bronx school principal. You know the story.
I know the story, yeah. So this is at Grandview, yeah?
This is at Central College's theater in
Central
Pella.
Central College, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Pella. Where if you ain't Dutch, you ain't much. That's the official slogan.
Official?
I think it is, yeah. Welcome to Pella. If you ain't Dutch, you ain't much.
You Dutch?
No. No wooden shoes here.
Should.
I know, yeah.
New hours at the Des Moines Public Library. Right. So they're starting a new phase of opening. New schedules offer more in-person services, and all locations except Franklin Avenue will have limited browsing, computer use, and more.
What are they doing at Franklin?
Well, they're opening their study rooms for reservation, but they just have more limited services. So
I see.
Whatever that means.
The city of Windsor Heights used to have an agreement with the Urbandale Public Library, which I thought is really cool because, anyway, it's a cool place. And so then they decided that the city of Windsor Heights was going to hook up with the Des Moines Public Library and designate the Franklin Library as the numero uno library for the citizens of Windsor Heights. Which I thought, yeah, okay, fine. Yeah. So, come on, guys, get something right.
You can take that, Michael.
I don't know. anyway. But
you have a different library in Windsor Heights now?
No. Well, we have the preferred library. The city of Windsor Heights said the preferred library for Windsor Heights folk is the Franklin Library, the Des Moines Public Library.
Okay.
I'm again it. I'm into the Urbandale Public Library.
Oh, really?
Well, it's closer to me, you know.
Yeah.
So, I guess if you live
it
on
is
the
probably closer.
Yeah, if you live on the other
not much though.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, by a good little ways, I guess.
No, I mean it's 86th Street. It's like there. It's right over there.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know where the Franklin Library is.
It's down on Franklin.
Yeah, I guess you got it. What?
It's Beaverdale.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah, actually, I do know where it is. So. All right. Yeah. So, cool. All right. Des Moines Public
They're
Library.
They're both good libraries.
Yes, they
As
are.
A guy that connoisseur of libraries, I like them both.
I do too. There you go.
I'm trying to think which one I like better.
Urbandale.
You know, I think Urbandale is technically a better library, but I don't know, I like the lighting or something better in the Franklin thing.
Hmm. Fine.
So for whatever it's worth, my favorite library would probably be...
Library of Congress.
You know what my favorite library... Gosh, remember when we used to be able to go to libraries? Well, I guess we can again. But...
I don't know. I guess.
The West Des Moines Library is my favorite.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Because they have a book sale going at all times, and books are a dime.
Wow.
Or at least they were. I don't know. They might have changed it now. But...
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's and a pretty good selection. Anyway, that was my...
There you go.
Hope they bring that back.
Hey, by the way, speaking of books, have you gotten your book yet by Anissa Ramirez? Have you gotten that yet?
I don't think I have.
Oh, man.
Who? Okay.
Anissa Ramirez, I don't know what that... The Alchemy of Us. I'll send you the interview.
Sounds familiar.
Well, we talked about it last week. That's why.
Ah, okay.
So I'll send you the interview I did with her last week. She's a fabulous storyteller. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous storyteller. It's a mixture of science and history. It's just incredible.
Incredible.
Huh. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm using your time, man. Go.
No, please do.
No, Des Moines Public Library. We got that down.
Merry not so scary Halloween one on a happy note.
All right, good.
So this is Night Eyes. This is the zoo's Halloween thing. It's going to be different this year. Limited to no candy, so that kind of,
yeah, that's kind of a bummer.
Not great, but you see, I still have all the other zoo things. Activities include socially distanced costume character photo opportunities, an outstanding array of themed displays and dazzling lights.
When is
fun
this?
Zone.
This is cool. When is this?
Yeah, this would be Night Eyes. This is it starts on Thursday.
Got it. Thursday of next week.
Through the weekend. They'll also be going next weekend.
Got it. So. Wow. Night Eyes at the Blank Park Zoo.
That's right.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you, sir.
You guys having trick-or-treaters this year?
I don't know what's going on. What I'd like to do is, maybe you've seen this, is throw some PVC pipe together and be up on the roof and then shoot candy down to the kids. But I'm thinking about putting like an air horn out there and doing it. I don't know.
For what purpose?
Well, I mean, socially distanced candy. You know, maybe I'd even put...
What's the air horn?
Just to scare the hell out of them. Or the yell out of them.
Scare the yell.
Yeah,
scare
yeah. The yell. Yeah. It's a family show, right?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Quiche.
Quiche who?
Can I have a hug and a quiche?
That's weak.
I just Googled knock, knock jokes. That was the one that came up.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about Karl Marx's sister?
No.
Yeah. Her name, Anya. She she was the one that perfected the starter's pistol.
Is that right?
Yeah, Anya Marx.
Anya Marx.
Da-da. All right, be here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Do not
I love knock, knock jokes.
Do not forget to tip the waitstaff. All right. Jeff, thanks so much for doing this, man.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, the managing editor of City View Magazine. He knows what to do on account of he works at City View. That is the Friday edition of, stuff to do in the Metro this weekend into next week. For all of us associated with this daily business newscast, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, and he better get busy, by the way. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, conducted. He is the guy. His name is James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For those folks and for Jeff Pitts of City View Magazine, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.